Anna's Story, Chapter 4. Anna Tells Her Story. Our story so far: Tommy and Jake meet a girl who turned out to be Jake's big sister Anna, separated from him years ago in the tenements of New York. "You go ahead to the store," Tommy said as they neared the apartment. "I'll tell Ma that we'll come home later. Give me your reader." Jake handed over his reading book and slate. "Don't tell her about Anna," he said. "Don't tell her about..." "I know," Tommy said. "I won't." He ran up the steps to the big door of the apartment building. "I'll meet you on the corner of 16th Street." Jake and Anna walked down Lawrence Street to the big Daniels and Fisher department store. "I'm glad I found you," Jake said shyly. "I'm glad you found me. It's just that..." "Yes," Anna said, "I know. My new family is very good to me." "Mine too," Jake agreed. "Right from the start, when I was just a gutter snipe, Tommy's ma took good care of me." "I'm glad," Anna was about to call him Jakob, but said Jake instead. "I'm glad they are good to you, Jake." They went into the big department store, and Anna led the way to the counter where the thread, ribbons, and lace were sold. She drew out the thread from where her mother had basted it into her cuff and handed it to one of the shop girls, the young woman who worked behind the counters. The shop girl looked at the thread. "Oh, yes, she must have bought that here," she said cheerfully, then turned to open one of the shallow wooden drawers on the wall behind her. She looked through the rows of brown cotton thread for a moment, then took out a spool of thread, just the same light color and the same thickness as the piece in her hand. "Here you are," she said, putting the spool on the counter. "That will be 3 cents, please." Anna reached into the pocket of her dress for the nickel she had kept carefully all day and handed it to the shop girl. The woman opened a cash drawer and put the nickel in, then picked up a small brown paper sack and put the spool in it. "Would you like me to put your change in there, too?" she asked, holding 2 pennies in her fingertips over the bag. "Yes, please," Anna said. The shop girl dropped the pennies into the sack with the thread, folded down the top, and handed it to Anna. "Thank you," they each said, and Anna tucked the sack into her pocket. When they came out of the store, Tommy was waiting, and they began to walk up 16th Street toward the store on Wazi Street, where Anna's father worked. While they walked, she began to tell them her story. "Jake is right," she said. "Our home was dark and terrible, and we shared it with another family, the Trillers. There were 2 rooms, but just 1 window, and it was against another building, so no light came in. It was so close that you could reach your hand out and touch the other building. And the water was out and back. We had to go outside and pump it and bring it up the stairs in a bucket. There was me and Jakob, Jake, and our big brother, Dieter. Do you remember Dieter?" she asked. "He used to draw pictures for us," Jake said. "He had a slate." "Yes," Anna said. "He went to school for 2 years, and I went for 1 year. That was how we learned English. Mama wanted us to go to school and learn. And Dieter had a slate, and he drew wonderful pictures. And we had a baby sister, too, little Frida." "But you are right about Papa," she said sadly. "Sometimes he would be nice, but whenever he was able to get some money, he would buy beer in the bucket shop downstairs, and then he was very mean to all of us." "Mr. Roosevelt wanted to close those bucket shops," Tommy said. "A lot of people wanted to close them," Anna agreed. "But there they were, anyway. A man coming home from work had to walk past, and maybe he would stop, and maybe he would spend all his money. And for us, it was scary. We would come home from school, and we couldn't walk up the stairs without walking past the drunken people. When your father didn't bring home money, how did you live? Tommy asked. Mama and Frau Triller would make flowers out of cloth to sell to the hat makers. But it wasn't enough, Anna said. We never had enough food or coal. Dieter and I would look for coal and wood on the way home from school, but so did all the other boys and girls. The Trillers had a boy who was older than Dieter, and I think he used to steal food, but we weren't supposed to talk about that, because they wouldn't share it with us, she said. But he got caught, and he went to jail, and so there wasn't any more of that food. And then Herr Triller got sick and couldn't work anymore, and then we all got sick. Mama tried to take care of us, but Dieter and Frieda died. And then Mama and Herr Triller died. Frau Triller got better, and she went away. I don't know where she went. Anna stopped talking for a moment. Then Papa and you and I got better. But everything only got worse. This podcast has been a reading of Anna's story, written by Mike Peterson, read by Mary Miller. This production was sponsored by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program and funded by the New York Newspapers Foundation and the New York State United Teachers 2010.